Place your bets, you jackwagons. Brad the Big Noise Evans here on a solo mission of the Fade 5 podcast. Luddy's having some internet issues. He's going to be back with me on the broadcast on a Freaky Friday, but let's go ahead and get after it on this hashtag tequila/taco Tuesday. We're hopping aboard the Hong Kong Plus bus and aiming for a +100 odds or greater wager that has caught our eye. And the one that I'm taking axe to the dish with is Yordan Alvarez, the left-handed swinger of the Houston Astros. I say he knocks in a run against the Colorado Pebbles at a +125 juice. Yeah, get seduced by that juice. Pull this one from BetMGM. Yordan is going to be facing Austin Gomber, who has been a Goomba and he's been smushed early and often this season, especially on the road. He's got a 5.05 ERA. Away from Coors Field, 1.65 home run per nine mark overall. A little bit lower the road at 1.54. So Yordan can maybe get this on RBI single, split a gap on RBI double, or just take one over the fence and knock his damn self in. Regardless, I think the odds are strong. Now, he's 0-for-2 lifetime against Austin Gomber, but against Port Siders this season, he's batting .330. With 4 home runs and a 904 OPS. On top of that as well, he's got an RBI in 5 of his last 8 games and has 19 ribbies total over the last 30 days. So put it all together, Yordan, yes, on the RBI against Colorado, +125 there at BetMGM. With that, Ben on the board, let's get after it with a Tuesday edition of the Fade 5. All right, let's make some Washingtons in the W, shall we? And well, there's only one game on the slate tonight. It's a Minnesota Lynx taking on the New York Liberty. So working a little SGP on both of these ladies to snag 8 boards apiece. Give me Nafisa Collier to get that achievement. And give me Jonquel Jones also to grab at least 8 boards +113 on the SGP there at FanDuel Sportsbook. Look at Collier. She's got like Dennis Rodman-esque skills, except better offensively, but on the glass, despite only being 6'1", she is warm-like, to say the least. She's averaging 10.4 rebounds per game on the season. She's grabbed at least 8 boards in 13 to 16 affairs, and she had a dozen rebounds in 35 minutes earlier this season against the Liberty. I understand New York has allowed the second fewest opponent rebounds per game at 32.7, but Carr will find a way to snake in the interior, get position, box out, and snare at least 8 boards. So I'm liking the front end of this SGP. Meanwhile, leg numero dos, Jonquel Jones, to do the same damn thing. I understand she only had a half dozen rebounds in that first match and played on May 25th against the Minnesota Lynx. But the Lynx have allowed the second most opponent rebounds per game on the season at 36.6 per contest. She's done this in either last 11 games. She's averaging 8.8 rebounds per game on the air. So all I'm asking, Miss Jones, just hit your average and we cash in. So to recap, Collier, 8 or more rebounds. Jones, 8 or more boards as well. On that glass special, hopefully going to wax it at a +113 juice there at FanDuel. Numero cuatro here on the Fade 5. Let's get after a little two-legger in the world of Major League Baseball. And it's all walks all the time. And a couple of guys that love to issue the free passes. Get them Adam Mazur of the San Diego Padres, 2 or more walks. And I say Tyler Anderson of the LA Angels does the same damn thing. 2 or more walks. You put those two together, +133. Handsome juice there at DraftKings Sports. Well, here's what Mazur has done. His first 4 rotation turns of his big league career. 3 walks, 6 walks, 3 walks, and 4 walks. All I need is 2. He's averaging 8.31 walks per 9. Yikes. I know the Nationals, who he's going against, a team that really doesn't have a propensity for patience. They are number 24 in base on balls percentage this season, or last couple of weeks, I should say, at 6.4% of plate appearances earned that free pass. But all I need is a couple of mistakes. And this is an alt total because the standard line's at 2.5. So I think Mazur will issue a pair of walks tonight. Meanwhile, with Tyler Anderson, two or more walks, he has done this repeatedly this season as well. In fact, he's got a 3.91 walks per nine mark on the season. A little bit better at home at 3.83. He's taking on the Oakland, hopefully going to be like C minuses tonight with their patience and judiciousness at the dish. Oakland, number 15, and based on balls percentage the last couple of weeks, earned that free pass 8.2% of the time. Much lower mark, granted, against LHPs this season at 6.7%. But Anderson has done this in four of his last five. I believe he's done it like 10 of his last 12 starts. So the majority of his appearances this year, he's handing out those free passes. I say again tonight, he does it not once, but twice. So to recap, two-legger, Adam Mazur, two more walks. Tyler Anderson, two or more walks, plus 133. Work those shoulders and get seduced by that juice at DraftKings. Leg numero tres, number three here on the Fade 5 countdown. We're going to go with Joe Ryan, a guy that has a very basic name, and I think the stats are going to really comply with that belief. Give me the under on 6.5 Ks against the Arizona Diamondbacks. A little heavier juice at a minus 135. Pull this one from BetMGM. You look at Joe Ryan specifically. This number's just too high. A guy who's been at this in five of his last seven starts. Now, I know on the road this season, pretty handsome. 9.35 K per nine in totality. 9.29. So he's been a king in consistency in this category. But Arizona is just not striking out a ton here of late. The last couple of weeks, 19.3 K percentage. That is number 24 in all of Major League Baseball. So I think the trend's going to be thy friend. Give me the under on Joe Ryan. 6.5 strikeouts against the Arizona Diamondbacks. Minus 135. At BetMGM. Hey, but wait, there's plenty more. Go to thegamingjuice.com right now and sign up for an account. It's absolutely free every single day. Our esteemed panel of writers is cranking out fresh content, including yours truly. I'm covering a daily action in Major League Baseball, cranking out a ton of pieces weekly on the WNBA. We got team previews, fantasy football ranks, and season-long props already posted on our absolutely free, always available, always transparent NFL Gamer's Guide. You can get all of that and so much more. Go to thegamingjuice.com right now. Click, converse, and cash. Dot, dot, dot. Maybe. All right, marching on here, the Fade 5 countdown numero dos today. Let's get some more plus money on the board, shall we? And how about Seth Lugo? I don't think he's going to languish on the bump today. At home, taking on the Miami Marlins. Give me him to record the dub at a decent plus 110 juice, I should say, there at DraftKings Sports. We can look at Lugo. I know the BABIP has been quite fair for him. I know the expected ERA much higher than the surface ERA. A correction is somewhere on the horizon. But is it really going to come tonight against one of the worst offenses in Major League Baseball? How bad are the Miami Marlins? Well, they're number 29 in WRC Plus the last couple of weeks. They've only scored 41 runs in their past 13 games, and they are dead last in that category in road matchups this season. Now, KC, they've had a scoring outage of their own. They're dead last in WRC Plus the last couple of weeks. So maybe this has got like 2-1, 3-2 written all over it. And I know Lugo has only won one game in his last four starts, but a decent 3.12 home ERA with a 3-2 record and seven appearances there at Kauffman Stadium, with as well a 3.22 strikeout to walk split, which is no slouch. So given the shortcomings of Miami offensively, hopefully the bats will offer some support for the Kansas City starter. Does that probably going to go at least six strong And then maybe the door slams in the end from the bullpen, and we get the win. Seth Lugo to record that W against the Marlins, plus 110 at DraftKings. Numero uno here on the feed. Five countdown on this Tuesday. Let's go first five action, shall we? In the supreme pitching matchup of the night, we got the Philadelphia Phillies against the Detroit Tigers. Give me the under first five innings of 3.5 runs at an even Steven plus 100 juice. And I pulled this at DraftKings Sportsbook. Who is taking the ball for their respective clubs? Well, it's only Ranger Suarez and Tarik Skubal, guys that are just absolutely destroying it this season. Definitely very much in the Cy Young conversations in their respective leagues. Of course, Suarez there for the Phillies in the National League, and Skubal for the Tigers in the American League. Now, Philadelphia is numero uno in all of Major League Baseball and first five runs per game, averaging 3.13 per contest. Detroit, though, much lower on that list at number 17, averaging 2.33 per contest. Both these teams right around 500 the last 10 games in terms of over-under record on the first five innings. Philadelphia 5-5 in that category. Detroit 4-6, again, with the six being the unders on the season. Detroit has hit the under well north of 50% of the time. Philadelphia 39-33-6 in first five overs to unders. So, again, two teams really kind of going in the opposite direction on this particular prop, but it's all about the pitching matchup. More specific, Ranger Suarez, 1.85 ERA, first time through the order. Falls it up, 1.93 ERA, second time through the order. Skubal, even better, 1.57 ERA, first time through the order, and 1.72 ERA, second time through. So, knowing the stellar starting pitchers, toe of the rubber in this matchup, and Detroit's issues offensively, I say the under. It's my number one play of the day. 3.5 runs over the first five innings at a plus 100 juice there at DraftKings. But wait, there's more. It's bonus time. Bonus time. Let's go with the team White Lose parlay play of the day in that particular matchup between the Philadelphia Phillies and Detroit Tigers. So on this SGP, come with me if you are buying what I am selling. Leg numero uno on the all total. Give me the under full game, not first five innings, but full game, 10.5 runs. Leg numero dos, give me Ranger Suarez, the Mighty Morphin Power Ranger. Four more Ks. Give me Tarik Skubal, Skubal do. Where are you? Hopefully punching out the competition at five or more strikeouts. And Mark Canna of the Tigers to get a hit. Uno, dos, tres, and cuatro, mi amigos, all four legs hit, plus 146 there at DraftKings. I already gave you all the reasons why I like the under on the first five, and I think that just, you know, extends and applies two really decent bullpens to the full game overall, so I'll take that under on 10.5 runs. And then meanwhile, with Suarez, four or more strikeouts, he's done this in five of his last six games. He's got an attractive 9.19 K per nine on the road this season. And Detroit, numero cinco, number five in strikeout percentage for the last couple of weeks at 24.7% of their plate appearances, though that number a little bit lower against Southpaws this year. Still, I believe Suarez will strike out four. Meanwhile, with Skubal getting one additional strikeout, five or more, Philadelphia middle of the pack in K percentage the last couple of weeks at 21.5%. That's number 16 in the bigs, but much higher K per nine that they have tallied against left-handed pitchers, 22.9% K rate to be exact. A Skubal 10.28 K per nine at home, 10.50 overall, and he struck out at least five in all of but one start this season. So 14 of 15, he's gotten a necessary threshold. Then Mark Canna for a hit. It's all about taking advantage of the matchup against the southpaw pitcher, and that's who Suarez is. He's batting 302 against LHPs this season with a 921 OPS. He's batting 295 over the last 15 days. And not only that, too, he's got a couple of career hits and six at-bats against Suarez, and has got a hit in six of his last nice games as well. So to recap the team Huevos parlay play of the day: Philly, Detroit under the all total 10.5 runs. Ranger Suarez, 4 or more strikeouts. Streak Scooble, 5 or more Ks. And Mark Canada get a hit. Split a gap, my friend. Plus 146 built there at DraftKings Sportsbook. All right, more action. About his time. Give me Jerickson Profar over 1.5 total bases at a plus 140 juice. Again, taking on those Washington Nationals, and he's going to see Mackenzie Gore. He's over 3 lifetime with a pair of strikeouts against him. But against left-handers this season, he's only batting a robust 345 with a 987 OPS. He's collected at least a couple of bags on 4 of his last 5 games. And Gore has been subpar at best. Last 5 starts, 4.39 ERA. And on top of that, Profar hitting a quite good 295 over the last 30 days. So I like Profar over 1.5 total bags at a plus 140 juice. Elsewhere, go ahead and give me Jaron Duran, the table setter for the Boston Red Sox, over 1.5 hits. And at FanDuel, that is plus 185. So sexy juice there. A guy that is 6-for-13 lifetime against Kevin Gausman of the Toronto Blue Jays with 4 doubles, as a matter of fact. He has gotten at least 1.5 hits repeatedly here of late. He has done, in fact, 4 times in his last 6 games. He's batted .431 over the last 15 days with a 1,106 OPS. And he look at Gausman. Against hook hitters, left-handed hitters, he's given up a .292 batting average, .853 OPS. I know he's got that great and sparkling 1.86 road ERA, but over the last couple of rotation turns, 5.73 ERA. So he could get bludgeoned by Jaron Duran. I like him over 1.5 hits, again, at that very, very attractive +185 juice. All right, I am out of breath, and we are out of time here on the Feed 5 podcast. Full episode with Lenny and I. We're going to be back on Friday. Do us a favor, would you very kindly, and drop us a little rating and a review at your convenience. Also, fade or follow us on the X. We're always trying to give it to you, or the Twitter. Me at Noisy Huevos, Lundy there at Nate Lundy. Sign up for thegamingjuice.com right now. Again, it's free. You have no sticking excuse, and we're cranking out nearly 100 pieces of content every single month. A lot to choose from, and it's all short form. We don't belabor points. We get in, get out, maybe make a chuckle in the process to boot. So with that, as always, fade or follow. That is up to you.